This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. St. Louis hip-hop artist and songwriter Zeus Rebel Waters is currently on tour across the Midwest, performing songs like this one, Smile, from his 2025 album, Gumbo. Hey, baby, you're my love. Need you like a drug. Dream about your kiss. Fantasize about us. It's the way you walk. Girl, it drives me wild. I'm crazy over you. I can't resist your smile. Hey, baby, oh, 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 oh. Zeus has also been busy realizing dreams outside and aside from his music career. In late January, he brought three passions, music, community, and Sweets, under one roof, with Sweets by Sweetwaters in St. Anne. Here to share why he's created this space and how it's part of his vision for seeing people of all ages come together, we welcome Zeus Rebel Waters to the show. Zeus, great to have you back.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be back here. I'm starting to feel like I work here too.
Yeah, yeah. So first of all, congratulations on opening the space.
Thank you.
How have the first 2 months been at Sweets by Sweetwaters?
Oh, man, I'm so blessed, so grateful. Everything has been really good. We've been having, customers come in. I call it slow and steady. So, you know, sometimes it's not crazy all day, but just the fact that, you know, being a new business and to see new faces coming in the building all the time, I'm extremely grateful for that.
How are people finding you? Do they see the storefront, you know, from the road
and come in? Mostly, I would say, it's probably social media. It's probably our biggest marketing tool that we have right now, social media for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got kind of do some crazy commercials here and there and, you know.
Yeah, I see it. I've seen some of them. There's some singing in there, of course. Now, because I love to eat, I must ask, what is on the menu?
Okay, so the menu, of course, we have your regular assorted donuts, your glaze, your twist, your Long John, but we also serve some different donuts, some St. Louis style Zeus Rebel Waters donuts.
Well,
so we have a donut called the St. Lunatic, which is topped with Red Hot Riblets. We also offer a donut topped with Fruity Pebbles called the Pop Star. And then we got the Fat Boy with a little bacon on it. So, you know, and then I can even customize you a donut. Just been messing with different stuff, and now we're putting Twinkies on top of donuts, honey buns, who knows, a turkey maybe next.
Maybe a whole turkey.
A whole turkey maybe next.
What I noticed is that those donuts are really big, like compared to the size of your hand, like that is a large thing.
Yeah, sometimes.
And so this addition of new items too, I saw 314 Day is something that we celebrate here on the show. The Red Hot Riblets donut, clearly that is a St. Louis thing.
Yes.
What are some of the other things that you are now offering on your menu that happen to be released on 314 Day?
Yeah, so like I said, we definitely started a funnel cake donut, which is a donut that we make specifically in-house, and we make it right there to order and top it with some powdered sugar. And it's like a funnel cake, but it's really a donut, and it's very, very good. We have, of course, your regular nachos. You know, you can add a little kick to it, super nachos. We got hot dogs. We have a bunch of items on the menu that we just kind of adding and building and just seeing, like, what people like, what people want, and kind of going from there.
Mm-hmm. And it certainly seems to appeal to a very broad range age ranges.
For sure, yep.
Now, when people walk in, what do they see, starting with the walls?
Yeah, so the walls are definitely colorful. I feel like the building is really welcoming. When you come in there, you just feel a sense of, okay, this is cool. It's a little groovy. It's not your average donut shop, you know what I mean? And, you know, of course, we offer a lot of other things in that building with our podcast and our studio space and stuff like that. So it's really just a welcoming place, man, that we made that's really for St. Louis. It's for the community.
Mm-hmm. So you just mentioned the podcast studio.
Mm-hmm.
That involves a lot of equipment that is very different from what you would need to make donuts, for
instance.
Yeah,
for sure.
And it's an investment of a very particular kind. What are your plans and hopes for how the studio is going to be used?
Yeah, so we want to offer, we do offer the space to people that just maybe want to do their own podcast. So we do offer rental space for that. But we also have the space for when we do our free summer camp in the summertime. So the kids that want to do different things that's pertaining to arts, like they want to do a podcast, or we use the room for photography and just different things with the arts.
Mm-hmm. Because the shop is called Sweets by Sweet Waters,
yeah.
Why did you want to bring all of these different things all together in yeah. one place?
Yeah, well, I feel like, you know, we all have multiple things that we're into and multiple things that we want to do. It really was a journey because originally I just wanted to open up a donut shop. And I tried and I worked my butt off to try to get this thing open. And I was really just kind of like falling on my face, to say mm-hmm. the least. Mm-hmm. And then God blessed me with this building where it was already sectioned off for it to be three different businesses. And I was like, okay, boom. So maybe the reason why the donut shop on Page didn't work because God wanted to bless me with something where I can do music, community, and donuts. And that's what Sweet Waters is.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the challenges you encountered in opening the shop?
Yeah, I would say, well, finances is always a challenge, I think, for anyone starting a new business. So finding help, you know, could always be a challenge. But outside of that, I just think when it didn't happen, it wasn't time for it to happen. And when it happened, it was God's time and it was time for it to mm-hmm. happen.
Is there something specific that you can point to that made you feel like I need to continue doing this?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like I've always been a resilient person. I always, you know, I'm one of those people where, you know, you get knocked down, you get back up. So I just felt like, you know, no matter how many times I get knocked down, I'm going to get back up and I'm going to keep pushing, keep fighting for, mm-hmm. for what my dream is and what I think could be a beautiful thing for my city.
So there's a lot of intention that goes into the menu. There's intention that's gone into what goes on the
yeah.
walls because mm-hmm. the art is also by local artists,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we got local artists. D. Long, he has portraits that he painted. You know, in our donut room, he has pictures of donuts and the St. Lunatic specifically, our St. Lunatic donut. And then in our the performance room, he has a huge mural of a big picture of Biggie Smalls, which is really dope. So yeah, man, we opened the platform for artists to come and put pictures on the wall and put art in the building, mm-hmm. for sure.
So this is you're talking about the rehearsal stage that's also
yes.
in the space?
Yes.
How has it been used so far?
So we've had people come up and want to rehearse, you know, for their concerts, but we also, on some Friday nights, we also do Dope Beats and Donuts, which is like an open mic, open platform where you can come up, you can perform a song, you can do comedy, you can kind of do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm. We're talking today with Zeus Rebel Waters. Zeus is a hip-hop artist, entrepreneur, educator, and now the owner of Sweets by Sweet Waters
yes.
in St. Anne. Zeus, you've talked about wanting Sweets by Sweet Waters to be a third space.
Yeah.
What made you realize that that was needed or that it was missing?
You know, I just feel like there aren't a lot of places for kids to go. And I wanted to put something together, like I said, that children could have a place to come be a part of, to come see something and come see somebody from the community like them that, you know, didn't give up and put something beautiful together.
How have kids responded? Like how?
Oh,
are they
love it. The
how
summer
are they
camp
using
is
the space?
The summer camp is crazy. So mm-hmm. like we had our first year last year, it went really well. Our summer camp, by the way, is a free summer camp. The parents don't pay a dime. The kids are provided with lunch. The field trips are taken care of, and that's all just through community donations. So we also, you know, if people would like to donate, they can, you know, hit us up. And this year we're going to add. Bringing in some, you know, younger kids that may not be old enough to work, maybe 14 or 15, and we'll have them volunteer. And then we'll try to give them a stipend at the end of the week or something like that, just to kind of motivate them and get them off the streets, man. Come in and help. Come be a part of this. Come, you know, be with some younger kids, you know, because I feel like if you're older and you're a teenager and you're with younger kids, sometimes they can mature you also, you mm-hmm. know, because you got to show the little kids what they're supposed to do.
Right. Well, and what people say about it's taking a village, are there certain kinds of partnerships that have been really key in making not only what's happening with the shop possible, but the summer camp as well?
Oh, yes, 100%. Man, I don't want to miss anybody, but like the Fur and the Leather Center, they helped us out a lot. Patrick Kim over at Pino, Miss Katina over at Michael's Bar and Grill, Mr. Whalen's Fireworks. It's so many different people. that have came in and seen the vision of what I'm doing and poured into it. So I'm really grateful.
What is your sense of why they're so willing to jump in?
Yeah, I really feel like, really, to be honest with you, what I've noticed is even when you don't think people are watching you, they're watching you. So a lot of times and these, obviously, most of these people are relationships that I've had for a very long time. But even when I'm speaking to new people, I'm coming to them like, hey, trying to tell you who I am and what I do. And they like, no, we already know who you are. We know what you do. Whatever you need from us, we're here to help. So I've used this word four times, but I'm just extremely grateful. Mm-hmm. I'm just really grateful. My life is in a really good space. Because I'm able to help others.
Yeah.
And I pride myself on, you know, on doing that.
This space and the camp that you were talking about earlier, this is Star Camp.
Yep.
It's S-T-A-R-R, two mm-hmm. R's there. Mm-hmm. Does this fulfill something for you that you would have loved when you were like a lowercase z?
Yeah, for sure. My mom has always been in the community. So I get my community, whatever you call it, I get that from her. She's been in the community since day one, since I was a little kid. She was always putting programs together. She worked in the Peabody. She worked in Car Square, like pretty much all of our housing projects here in St. Louis. And she would do programs with a lot of those youth, take them to Six Flags, take them to Sedalia, take them on trips and different stuff like that. So definitely my community, just that willingness to want to be a part of the community comes from my mom for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, the community work that you have done, the last time you were on the show was in 2024, mm-hmm. and we talked about your Reading with Rappers yeah. program that involves going to schools to mm-hmm. boost literacy. Mm-hmm. That had been going on for 1 year, and you'd also shared about a mobile library
yes.
in the works.
Yes.
And you said you have dreams to do more, and clearly you're doing that.
Yeah.
So how does it feel in 2026 to be doing that?
Yeah, I just feel grateful again. You know, we're going to just call this interview grateful. Okay. That might be the next T-shirt, y'all.
Yes.
We're doing a grateful T-shirt. But yeah, I'm just really, I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm grateful that I'm doing what God is using me for. You know, I feel like God gives us all a different set of attributes, and it's just kind of up to us to use those attributes.
Mm-hmm. Is there an interaction that you've had specifically through your literacy program that shows how it was filling a need that was
yeah.
there?
Well, I would say maybe probably the most recent thing is just being in a grocery store and had already gone to a school and doing my program and somebody coming up with their child and they like, I seen you and my daughter been reading the book. So it's like, you know, that's always pretty cool for somebody to actually like see us come to the school, and it makes you want to go home and read, because mm-hmm. that's the goal.
Yeah. We also talked a couple of years ago about the evolution
yeah.
of your music career, including the genre of your work, which you described as music gumbo.
Yes.
Remind us about what that means and how your latest album reflects that.
Yeah. So gumbo for me is just a mixture of all elements. So when you hear this project that's online right now, you can stream on all platforms. You're going to hear rock. You're going to hear country. You're going to hear hip hop. You're going to hear like a little bit of everything. So the whole thing behind gumbo is just like giving people a plethora of music. Because, I mean, think about it. Who listens to one thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like most people don't just listen to one thing. Now, I mean, you got some people that do. But I feel like most people, if you go on their playlist, you're going to be like, Jesus Christ, this song, that song, all these different artists, all these, you know what I mean? So I want to be the artist to kind of like forefront that race where it's like, okay, it's okay to be different and do multiple genres.
Yeah. In our last 30 seconds or so, Zeus, with all that you are doing, how do you measure the success of it all?
Yeah. How do I measure success? That's a good question. I measure success by the fulfillment of others. You know, when people come up to me and they tell me that they felt something from something that I did, that whether that was, you know, a spiritual thing or just something that I did motivated them or encouraged them to do something positive, then that's the win for me.
Mm-hmm. Zeus, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Zeus Rebel Waters is a St. Louis educator, hip-hop artist, and songwriter, and he's the founder of Reading with Rappers and the owner of Sweets by Sweet Waters. He'll perform at the Dark Room on April 11th, and proceeds from that show will go towards his nonprofit summer camp for kids, Star Camp. Again, that's Star with two R's. For a taste of what you'll hear, let's listen to another track off his 2025 album, Gumbo. Here's Stars in the Sky.
Yes. I wish I was a star in the sky, running like the river, mountains I climb. So many battles I had to fight, swallow my pride. Mama said it's okay to cry, never give up. Never give up. I don't wanna feel this pain again. Wondering who to call, I need a friend. Wishing I can smile but can't pretend. Feeling so weak, I need my strength. But then I lift my head and realize, wipe my tears and dry my eyes.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury. Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.